Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Ginger Evans, a lifelong Alaskan, mother of two school-aged children, community member of Petersburg, supporter of our public radio station KFSK, and educator with Petersburg School District. I'm in opposition to the proposed cuts in HB 72 to education and public radio. The obesity prevention and control grant was supposed to be a four-year grant of $150,000 each year and has been cut at 2 years, possibly ending at the end of this fiscal year. With this cut, our district will be cut an additional $150,000. Petersburg School District has done our part by planning and budgeting conservatively based upon what was promised with HB 278 last year.
Thank you, Ginger. The next person online is Craig Olson. Craig, are you there?
Yes. Thank you, Senator Kelly and members of the Financial Committee. I appreciate the need to cut our budget, but ask that you reconsider a 100% cut to public radio. This disastrous cut will cause permanent damage to our radio station, KFSK. We will lose local news reporting with the layoff of our news reporters. This will result in a decrease in federal support for our stations, and another aspect will be the loss of translators that service outlying areas like Kuprinoff, Point Baker, Port Protection, and Whale Pass.
Thank you for allowing me to speak. My name is Karen Hofstad, and I'm speaking here in support of public radio in Alaska. We worked so hard to build this up through the years when Alaska helped states help set up the communication system. And with community involved, and we all worked together so long and hard, we can't go backwards.
Good afternoon. Thank you for allowing me to speak to you today. My name is Erica Klute-Painter, and I am the superintendent in Petersburg School District. As an educator, parent, and community member, I'm here to speak in opposition to the drastic cuts to public radio, the Alaska Marine Highway System, and the cuts to public education. One can argue, however, that only considering cuts without considering revenue sources is somewhat irresponsible and does not allow public school funding to be adjusted gradually over time, according to the three-year funding plan approved by the legislature last session. We cannot continue to rely solely on oil revenue to drive our state. It is time to revisit the idea of an income tax or accessing the permanent fund. We know we need to accomplish more with less, and we will do it, but preferably without jumping off a fiscal cliff.
Hello, thank you. My name is Dan Sullivan. I'm a 35-year resident of Petersburg, and I'd like to speak broadly to HB 72. In particular, concern are the elimination of HB 278, the forward funding of public schools. I'm also concerned with the zeroing out of public radio funds and the drastic cuts to our ferry service. I understand the need for dramatic cuts to our budget in this time of an unprecedented income shortfall. Most people in the state understand that need. I'm concerned that draconian cuts and wholesale eliminations of budgets proposed by the finance committees will have a cascading effect on communities around the state, will take years to recover from.
Hello, good evening. My name is Rick Dormer. I'm the principal of Petersburg High School and Mitkoff Middle School, as well as I serve Region 5 on the Secondary Principals Association Board. Thank you so much for your service. I acknowledge very difficult decisions, as many have. We, of course, recognize that cuts must be made. Our district has been making cuts, as many others have for several years, to maintain our fiscal responsibility. And I just want to testify now on just some of the cuts that will negatively impact our students here in Petersburg. Southeast schools, though, like Petersburg High School, we rely on the ferry system. That's our road system for nearly all activity travel. Cutting the ferry will mean fewer routes and, really simply, more missed school days for our students, without a doubt. And we just can't do that. We're already getting by with missing a lot of school days as it is.